Welcome to Because Music and More. So you got to do what you got to do. Yo, what's up, people? You're listening to Because Music and More, hosted by me, Sean, New Version. And today I do have someone who needs no introduction, I guess. Stay put. Now, this podcast happens almost every single month. Because Music and More, you can get it on nuvelive.org. That is nuvelive.org. And I'm Sean, your host. We've done podcasts before, but we brought this one back in another way.
Sita, it's good to meet ya. I am feeling like a baby when I eat ya.
I mix a bunch of things, comedy, music and all. And we talk about music and more. In a few minutes we're about to talk about things like Stay Put's relationship. So are you in a relationship, Stay Put?
It depends, relationship with God or with a human being.
Most of the times when we say relationship, we are meaning, are you seeing like a woman or something?
Yeah. I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Anyway, allow me to introduce to you a rapper, Ugandan creative, called Stay Put. His debut project was Rango, released, I think that was what, last year,
like around April.
Rango.
Rango. From the jungle.
So say a little thing about you.
Yes, first of all, I'm so grateful to be on the show. Yeah, you know, this is a great opportunity. Yeah, as you said before, I'm Stay Put. I'm a rapper. I'm a writer too. Yeah, and I'm a certified marketeer. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that marketing jazz. A certified marketeer, as in?
That means I'm practically a marketeer.
By profession,
yeah.
And an artist too.
And an artist too. So that's what I, you know, in my everyday life, that's what I be doing. Yeah, so I think basically that's much I can say. Yeah.
So how has been your journey like as a marketeer before we jump into the music?
It's a tough one, you know. Selling is not easy. Yeah, and you know, like marketing, you're dealing with people, of course, and you know, you have to convince them to buy. You make them feel like they pulled out money. You know what it means to make somebody pull out money from their pocket?
I know, man.
Yeah. So, and most times you find somebody's frustrated, but you know, you have to first blend in and let them calm down. Then, you know, so, but life is challenging. So, as so marketing is. But at the end of it all, there is nothing in this world that is not about marketing. I think everybody markets themselves. Yeah, because we are all brands, you know? Yeah, so it's challenging, but at the end of it all, that's life. But it's fun too. It's fun too. Marketing is fun, I can say, you know, meeting new people, new experiences, you know, so that's all I can say about my experience with marketing.
All right. Walking down the street, like the industry and all that.
Yes.
If someone asked who's Stay Put, what would you respond to them? Like, who is Stay Put?
When you hear Stay Put, you just first have to stay put. Then you have to expect a bunch of punchlines, of wordplay, of energy, you know, and a deep voice, you know. Yeah, I usually say my flow is heaven sent in a devil's voice. Yeah, so I can briefly say Stay Put is energy. Like, there's that energy in my rap. Yeah, that's all I can say. Then I have, you know, everyday topics, you know. I rap about everyday stuff.
Like things like do what you got to do.
Yeah, do what you got to do. Because, you know, every day we have to do what you got to do.
What's the story about particularly that time when you went on a date and then you found out this person wasn't the kind of type you want?
You know, you know, blind date stuff, you don't know who you're meeting. But most times, you know, it just catches you from nowhere. You're like, whoa, this is not what I expected, you know? Then you just feel uncomfortable and you have to hop out. So that's what I went through, you know. It wasn't really a nice experience, but I had to go through it. Sorry to that lady, you know, I didn't mean no harm, but I was just doing good for myself.
I bet you changed your number.
Nah, my number is still on. I didn't change my number, you know. I just had to make up a few excuses and, you know, that was it.
We are going to share your number for those single and searching for people like Stay Put, you know, at the end.
No, my number is being tracked by FBI, so you calling might land you in a lot of trouble. So,
I mean,
yeah, but for business,
what happened to people doing things for love, anything for love, yeah?
I don't know, man. You have to tell me more.
What's your ideal kind of like lady, you know? There are those who want them girls like
thick
and all that.
I think I like my women,
BBW.
You know, BBW.
like how Drake says it.
Nah, I think I just like my women with a little flesh, but not too much flesh.
There is a rapper called Joey Seven Star. I don't know if you have encountered her.
I've checked out a few of her projects. Yeah,
she's
a beast. She's thick too. Yeah, she's thick too. But she's a beast on the mic
sounds
too.
Sounds like you've been quietly crushing on her, you know.
Not that really. not really. But she nice though. She nice. Yeah, she cool.
All right. You recently dropped the song "Do What You Got to Do."
Yes.
And earlier on this year, before Corona became a problem, you dropped a boobang.
Yes, I dropped a boobang.
For a person watching from a distance, you'd think you're likely working on an album or something. Is there an album coming?
Yeah. I'm working on two albums, actually. Actually, I'm not working.
Damn.
I am done work. I'm done with working on two
albums.
I've worked on two albums. So the two tracks I've dropped are mostly like the singles. Yeah, I've dropped two singles. I dropped the best rap freestyle. Yeah, that was like an introduction, you know, an introduction like to the album. Yeah, so I've dropped those two singles, Abubang. Abubang literally means idiot, you know, in Lange.
Shout out to the Northern Connect.
Yeah, man. But they're all not Abubangs. They are some, not all, you see.
Yeah,
you know, people have been mistaking it that, yo, man, you've abused us. And they say like, yo, like, you abused us, but, you know, I like the song. I'm like, okay. But I didn't say everybody, like I said some, you see. Yeah, so, you know, but at the end of that's music, you know, it's contradictory. Some people get it like this, they get it the other way. Yeah, then do what I had to do. I was just talking of, you know, situations that we all go through. But at the end of the day, you have to do what you have to do.
What inspires you the most? Like, what drives you? Because you seem to be making music that I think is more like daily life or things that we can all listen to and relate to. What really motivates you?
Yeah, I think it's usually just what I keep seeing around. I just have that positive vibe that I feel like if I could extend it, you know, to other people, it could have some sense of humor, you know. Yeah, I just want to make people feel, speak some message, but at the same time feel like they connect to what I'm doing, you see. So I think I just want to connect to the people, engage them, let them listen to what I'm trying to say. If they can learn from there, it is good. If they can laugh to it, that's also nice, you see. So I think I just want to spread some positive vibe, you know, to the people out there. I think that's what really moves me. Yeah, you know, I'm not just trying to come up and disappear like that. Yeah, I want, you know, when you listen to that song, you'll be like, yo, this guy said this, you know, I went through stuff like this. So I just want to pick back memories, because I know most stuffs I've talked of, we've all gone through it, you know. So many guys have been on Blinded and Nuve, you too, I'm very sure, you know, you're just not telling me something, but you know, we shall get to that.
I don't know if I've really been on like Blinded or something, but I remember this one time I see this girl online, I only see the face and all, and I'm like, hey, she's looking fly, you know, the face is fly and all that. I see the pictures, she's quite...
She's nice. She's
nice, a little bit chubby. And then when I see her in person,
yeah,
she's really kind of so short and, and chubby, and I'm like...
You're like, yo, okay, is this the package?
But I'm
is
like, this, cool, cool.
It's like online services these days, you know, like the photo and the real exact stuff that you get.
Of course, filters.
But you know, I think we've all been on Blinded since Love is Blind.
But of course, I pay attention to the person in the person.
That is also one thing.
Which is really very important.
Yeah, I think the personality matters a lot too.
So you paid a bribe and do what you got to do.
Yes, I paid the bribe. I was doing what I had to do. Trust me, like.
What do you think of the state of, you know, of the nation right now? Don't you think like almost everything is corrupt? Like,
it's a mess.
Like how Ice Cube says it, everything is corrupt.
It's so corrupt in that if you don't accept, your upper boss will accept. So either way, it's you to lose. You see. That's how crazy it is. It is starting from up.
From the top.
Yeah, it's coming from the top. So when you're down here, and let's say I arrest you, I take you up to my boss, my job is done. I will have to go away. Are you sure my boss won't allow the bribe? Then who has lost in this situation? It's you who has brought me here. So I think, you know, it's just the tree. The tree is just rotten from up. I think, we can't do anything now, you know.
Something.
Like how,
but
you
I
know?
I think we can do something.
I think we have to change the government. I need to contest, you know. I just need to pick forms. Whatever party you guys can tell me to go to, I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
Join my party.
Yeah, I know I have one vote already here.
Join my party.
Which party?
No party. It's called
the No Party. The No. You guys, where are you leading us to? That.
I told you guys I could be president, you know, some time back. Like around beginning of this year, I could be president. I think you saw that cipher.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I'm really not interested in the politics. Anyway, now, how long have you been in the industry? I've listened to your songs on Radio City, and then I have seen, I think, Radio Lira.
No, Unity.
Unity in Lira.
Yeah, a lot of stations, so Radio King, Mega.
How long have you been here?
Let me say, recording, I can say I started recording last year. Yeah, that's when I did the Rango project.
Yeah,
that was last year around April. But I didn't start recording around April, but that's when the project dropped. So I can say I started last year. Yeah. But I have been, you know, doing music, you know, just normal rapping. But, you know, when you can't afford studio fee, you can't really. So that's why, you know, I was inspired to work so hard and have my own space. Yeah, big shout outs to Records, you know, so I had to have Records where, you know, I can do my projects at any time I want to.
For those listening in right now, this podcast is live and direct at Records and engineered by someone there.
Navy Pro, it's called Navy Beats.
Pro.
It's called Navy Beats.
Yeah. So if you're listening, we are live and direct from there.
Yeah.
And for these and more podcasts, you can go on the website, that is nuvelive.org, nuvelive.org. And this podcast is equally powered by g2complex.com. Go to g2complex, and if you want anything to do with audiovisual production, we got you there. We can work it out for you. And Records, Don't forget to check them out. Records on Facebook.
Twitter. Yeah, Facebook, yeah, Twitter, sure. Instagram. It's all Records. R-E-E-K-O-D-S.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, and from, it's from Records that you produced Rengo.
Every music. I make all my music at Records. Yes, so everything is from Records.
Sure, that's dope.
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to have young talent come up. So if you feel you're good, you have the energy, and you're not a time waster, you can pass by, we talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are people giving you the love? You know, are you saying...
Yeah. The energy is there. Trust me, like, right? You know, I dropped a boobang. And I went back, you know, I was trying to just check on a few guys. And people were really excited. They're like, yo, at last we have somebody doing real hip-hop here. Like, you know, because the project is really hard. So the love is there. Trust me, like, I can't say I'm complaining. Nope. In just this short while, I feel like the love is there. Yeah, you know, people are feeling the songs. And, like, you know, the feedback is great, you know. The feedback is great. It's just that, you know, this pandemic that has come through at the wrong time. But I'm very sure, you know, so much should have happened by now. Yeah, so, you know, I'm very thankful for whoever is out there supporting me, you know. Most of them, I even don't know them, you know. That's the most surprising thing. You get love from people you don't know.
Good music is always good music.
Yeah. So shout outs to everybody.
People will always reach it. And platforms like Nouvelle Life. We've been here 6 years. Those who know, and those who will know. You know, we always look into new talent. Most of the time.
Yeah.
I started Nouvelle Life to discover and, you know, give people a chance, give them a platform, give them inspiration, you know, like a stepping ground.
For sure.
I have mentored, for some who have worked with me, you know, they've appreciated.
I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I'm so honored, you know, that, you know, I managed to have my articles, you know, published once, twice. Yeah, that means, you know, you guys recognized my work.
We are listening. So, we listen to the industry.
Yeah, that's so.
We don't want BS, but we listen to the industry so much.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right. Now, away from the music.
Okay.
Are you a movies guy?
Yeah, I watch movies, you know.
By the way, I got an exclusive listen to the album, I won't mention yet, and I heard one of the songs, him saying, sitting in the room, watching Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix. No, I was watching Money Heist, yeah.
So what are those films like right now that do work for you, and especially in the lockdown, like, even how do you go through this? We have been in a partial lockdown, and then the lockdown is being eased a bit. So how have you been going through this, even while with the movies and all?
Yeah, with the movies, like, the movies I've been kind of watching or stuff like that.
Like, what have you been watching? What are those things?
Yeah,
movies that you like?
Actually, to be honest, I think I watch most of the genres. Yeah, the only genres I don't like is most the science-fi, you know, fiction stuff. Fiction. Yeah, you know, it's too much exaggeration. But I love watching, like, real-life stuff, you know, those real-life movies. Yeah, I do action. Yeah, I watch kung fu movies, you know. I love drama series. Not so much, though. I've been catching Power. Yeah, you know, I'm waiting for this other season. I see them, you know, talking about it. Yeah, but, like, I've been, you know, catching movies a lot, you know. Yeah,
yeah. Power is actually a good series.
I hesitated a lot, but finally,
same here.
The boredom got me, The boredom got me watching it. And
same here. In 2014, that's about when Power actually first dropped.
Yeah.
It's like, 50 Cent, let me first.
Yeah, it. You know, the hype, the hype, man.
Then I actually just watched it this year, got done with it by January there.
That's the same with me. I watched it this year. The only thing, the only series I haven't watched that had too much hype was Game of Thrones. Not even one episode,
bro,
you guys.
You should watch Game of Thrones. I haven't watched the last season.
You guys, I know what you guys love about it. I know, and
you should watch Game of Thrones. Yeah, with a lot of, you know, fighting with swords and all that.
I'm very sure that's
dragons here.
I'm very sure it's not what you guys be focusing on. I know what motivates most of you.
At least I have someone who supports me. Nevi supports me right there.
He's happy about the sex scenes, I think.
Game of Thrones, for me, it's not even about the sex. But when the sex comes, I'm like, oh, this reminds me that life actually happens. You know, life happens.
I think
exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, you guys have tried, but I'm still not convinced, though. Then I've tried the Wu-Tang, you know, the Wu-Tang stuff. You know, I've been that Wu-Tang series. Yeah, I've tried watching it also. It's dope. It's dope. Yeah.
If you were to describe your life using a movie title, what would you like?
Rango.
That's a classic.
Yeah, that's a classic,
that's
man.
That's a classic film.
You know, yeah, that's man. I think that
that was so easy.
That was so easy.
That was so easy. I want you to spend some time, you know.
Okay. I can still.
Any other film?
Let me see.
Can describe your life.
Let me see. You watched Dolmite?
Not really.
You should watch that one. It's some, you know, it's just a story, yeah, but real life stuff. It's nice also, you know. It just shows the guy's transition. He tried, but you know, nobody believed, but you know, eventually blew up. Yeah, so he worked so hard and made sure like he got up there. I just love the confidence he had in himself. Yeah, so that is one movie I can say.
To connect your music and the movies you watch and all that, I see there is, it's just clear cut, like it's so clear. You're inspired by the school of the Hard Knocks.
Yes,
like
yes.
The grind pays kind of mentality.
That's where the Stay Put name comes, because Stay Put for me literally stands for stand still and face your kill. Don't stand still and watch your kill. You see it?
That's what's up.
Yes, stand still and face it. Don't stand still and watch it. So what you gonna do? You got to do what you got to do.
Well, with all things that are good,
there's
always a pause.
Yeah, for sure.
We just pause a bit. And, you know, we have to pause. Not that we won't have Stay Put come back here, but before we end the show, what more is coming? What should we expect?
You guys, there is fire coming, man. I don't know. There's just tornado, I call it, whatever. But I have two hot freestyles that are coming. Yeah, I'm going to drop videos. But trust me, like, this is just going to blow you guys off, you know. Yeah, if you don't like this one, then you are a real Abu Bang.
Album, I know what's up.
If you don't like this one's coming, you are a real Abu Bang now. But I have two freestyles coming. Then I'll drop a single. I'll keep you guys posted. But the freestyles are dropping ASAP very soon. Yeah, straight from records, man.
Your social media, for those.
You can check me out on Stay Put Official on Facebook, Stay Put Official on Instagram. I am Stay Put on Twitter, then Stay Put Official on YouTube. Yeah, Stay Put Official, SoundCloud, AudioMark, Stay Put. Yeah, you know, just hit me up, let's connect. A lot more stuff coming, but trust me, good music is back. Yeah, that's all I can say.
So for those who have missed it, you can really play back or check for the links in the description when you get this podcast. We've been with Stay Put, talking about the projects that are coming, an album coming, two albums, man.
Two albums.
That is fire.
Yeah, trust me.
Give us an EP that was like to test if we
actually
pay attention.
I told guys that was a warm up.
It was
a warm up for me. I felt like
old chief. That's fire, bro.
Old chief, thanks, man.
Sita, that's
man,
like fire.
Thanks. I'm so I'm
your
grateful.
Your Sita's my jam.
I'm grateful you liked it. I know. I'm going to get you a girl named Joa Sita just because of that. I'm going to fight. I'm going to finance everything, the intro and whatever.
To finance.
Enough finance to finance such a fine.
Yes. You mentioned in the show. This
yes.
UCC does not censor this.
Okay. Bro. Enough finance to finance such a fine ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joa Sita,
it's
bro.
Good to meet you.
All right. I've been Sean, your host. This is Because Music and More. You can find this podcast on all podcast hosts like iTunes, radio. Is it? I even forgotten most of them. Radio Breaker, Breaker.com, Spotify, on Anchor. Everywhere, Google Podcast, and you can also get it officially on the Nouvelle Live website, that is nouvellive.org/podcast, and you can get everything there. I've been Sean, your host. We'll have these and more episodes. Probably Stepwood, you would come around and give us an update when the album drops.
Yeah. No, I'll actually be there to deliver it to you guys first, you know. Yeah, because I like what you guys are doing for the cause of the industry. It's a great one. I feel happy, you know, to have brains like this, you know. Yeah, I feel good to be talking to a brain like this. Not everybody can have a conversation with a person of IQ like you. So I am really honored to be on this show.
Bro, you just made me feel smart there for a second.
You're smart, man. You know?
Right. At the end of this podcast, which is about a few seconds, we are going to premiere Do What You Got To Do. So stay tuned. I've been Sean, your host. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and everywhere. That is Nouvelle Live, Nouvelive, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and everywhere else. Maybe there are fake accounts I don't know about. And personally, my social media handle is at the Nouvelle Sean on Instagram, and then Twitter, Facebook, at Nouvelle Sean, which is Nouvelle Sean. Or you can check me out on my personal account, you know, and we talk. It's been Because Music and More.
I was just doing what I had to do. So my neighbor cheating on his girlfriend. So I had to do what I had to do. Had to mind my own business, bro. I was just doing what I had to do. I betted my transport money and I lost. So I had to do what I had to do. Had to walk my way back home, bro. I was just doing what I had to do. I was gang mobbed by the chief facey. So I had to do what I had to do. Had to beat them so bad, bro. I was just doing what I had to do. All I had to do was do what I had to do. So you got to do what you got to do. All I had to do was do what I had to do. So you got to do what you got to do. All I had to do was do what I had to do. So you got to do what you got to do. All I had to do was do what I had to do. So you got to do what you got to do. Bought myself a Samsung clone from downtown.